Solidarity Across Border is like a self-organized coalition of refugees, like Palestinians, Algerian, Pakistanis, Filipino, and like self-refugees who got organized and 2 years ago and under Solidarity Across Border.
We reject the idea that there are illegal people. There are simply people here who don't have status, don't have papers. There's about 200,000 of them who work, who live in our communities, who are with us, 40,000 of whom live in Montreal. The idea of migrants fighting to stay, migrants fighting for their basic dignity, migrants who aren't simply passive victims, but also agents in their own struggle. And those are issues that are very much alive today. Just as recently as this past December, there were Punjabi migrants between the age of 24 and 70, two dozen of them who camped out at Guy Favreau, which is the Immigration Refugee Board, in the middle of the winter, stayed there for 4 days fighting for status. Some of them had hearings inside and stood up and rejected the judge they had before them because the judge had a reputation for being racist. These are struggles that are often invisible, that we don't hear about, that aren't in the mainstream media. Even the historical struggles are invisible to us in our history books as well.
So yesterday I was with a family that's living in hiding for the last 4 months. They have 8 children and they're living in a 3.5. And the mother was telling me that they're afraid to go out because when they leave their house, they see police cars everywhere in the neighborhood. And because they have dark skin and they're waiting for the bus, the patrol car always stops a little bit, it always goes a little bit slower as they go by and they're looking at them. And because they don't have any papers, they feel antsy and they feel like they're being treated like a delinquent as they're waiting for their bus, and they're afraid to leave, and they're even afraid to think about what could happen to their son who has been deported. A week ago he was sitting in the metro waiting for his friends and the cops came into the metro and saw a bunch of Latino kids in the metro and asked them for their papers, and he didn't have his papers, so he was immediately detained and brought to the police station and summarily deported 1 week later. They ran away from state violence and they are now living in a situation of complete psychological torture. They have no papers and they have been rendered nobody. They have been condemned to the shadows of this society. Every week the father and the mother and the oldest son and the oldest daughter have to search for jobs in which they will work late at night. Right now, the father has found a job in the cinemas to clean from 2 in the morning until 6 in the morning. He cleans the cinemas downtown here. And he could be fired any time, because when the cops come and they ask the bosses for all the workers' papers, he doesn't have any. And a couple weeks ago, his daughter lost her job, because there was a police raid where she was working in a small factory. They picked up about 5 Mexicans and a couple of Colombians, and they were deported. This psychological torture is also part of the obscenity of state violence and state terrorism. It's not as visible as the wounds that are brought upon by the torture tactics, but it's something that eats your mind and your heart and your soul. People are destroyed internally by this system that creates the so-called illegal subclass of cheap labor that makes the economies like Canada and the US and Europe function, makes them the superpowers of the world today, makes them able to bully people through military might and through psychological torture, as well as economic misery. People are rendered voiceless, helpless, defenseless.
We decided to go on a march to Ottawa, which is like was an idea of a big Pakistani woman. Her name is Shamim, who got deported to the United States last year, and that was her idea to walk to Ottawa. And like for me, walking to Ottawa is like restoring the 5 years like I lost here in Canada, going under the procedure of being a refugee for 5 years. So each step like we take to Ottawa is like a day or like an hour like we lost here in Canada looking for a paper.
This march is a trial from the refugees and their supporters, a trial to re-identify ourselves. We are already identified here in Canada as an object for cheap exploitation. Whether you are a refugee or you are a legal person or you are a non-status person, you are just here as a cheap labor power. You are deprived of all your rights to be a human being in simple way. You cannot study. You are forced to do specific kind of jobs. You have this temporary work permit, which simply can't give you any real chance to work according to your previous experiences, your previous expertise, your previous education. The march is simply process of re-identifying ourselves as a human being, as people have the same right as everybody living here, as people who's willing to be meaningful part inside the society, as people who are willing to be really integrated into the society, as people who are willing to live and to hope and to have their own dreams like everybody else. This march is not only about the paper, but it is about what is the meaning of paper? What is the meaning of paper in our lives? Simply, if you are a refugee, or if you are illegal, or if you are non-status, you are completely in different category. And that is what I want to tell everybody is listening now. This is this kind of modern slavery. This is new form of slavery to bring people from poor countries and to use them in specific ways, and to practice exploitation on them, and to threaten them every minute by deportation if they got out of the line which already drawn to them by the state. To practice this hypocrisy against the illegal or non-status people. They are physically existent, and they are tolerant as long as they are working as slaves. But they are not tolerant, they are intolerant, they are not existed on legal level, and they are intolerated, if just they acted like everybody else, or if they get out of this deep level in which they are living inside, if they are trying to have hopes or dreams or kind of life like everybody else. This march is very symbolic. I am expecting a huge presence in this march. Every step I will take in this march will be symbolically restoring one hour or 1 day or 1 year I lost in this country.
So I invite everybody to come out on June 18th, two Saturdays from now, to join the march for status for all non-status individuals here living in Canada and Quebec, to abolish the security certificate, to end deportations and detentions, and to demand justice, because it is the people that can determine what justice is and what laws are legitimate and what states can do. If we believe that we have that power, then we can do it. And this walk to Ottawa, it's 200 kilometers. And each step that we take towards Ottawa is a symbolic gesture to prove that it is our own efforts and our own beliefs that can drive us to challenge these injustices and demand the respect that we deserve. And so I ask you to join us on Saturday, June 18th at 12 o'clock at Metro Atwater. We will take to the streets of Montreal to show that this reality is a day-to-day reality for many people. It's a psychological torture. And when we break the silence, it's one step closer to justice. And on the 19th, we will leave from Metro Snowden at 10 o'clock to begin the walk to Ottawa. We will walk between 20 to 30 kilometers every day to prove to the Canadian government that we will not be deterred from our path, that we will not be stopped, that there are no obstacles in our way. No matter what they do, we will obtain the justice that we deserve. This is a long fight. It's a fight that has its roots in centuries of struggle against capitalism, against patriarchal violence, against terrorism by the state and by different bodies like paramilitaries that operate here in Montreal as well. The CSIS that terrorized the families after September 11th are still terrorizing families today. They're taking their papers away from them and they're rendering them voiceless. We ask everyone, if you can't come out on the 18th and if you can't walk with us on the march to Ottawa, then please come out on the 25th. There will be buses that will leave from Montreal to join the march in Ottawa on Saturday the 25th, where we will take our demands to Parliament, and we will show the Canadian population and the Canadian government what we mean by justice and dignity. And this is a struggle that is only beginning, but we need everybody to join it, because these laws can only continue with our complicity, with our compliance. And it is time that we defy these laws, and we break these laws, and we do it in the name of justice and dignity for all.